Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Turkey, y'all. Hey, that outro and that song, that's my shit. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Let's get it in. You know, another Sunday fun day. Let's talk about it.
I'm trying to tell you. So, shout out to our top five tuning in, top five countries tuning in, United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Germany.
Germany,
shout out to all of y'all. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend to tune in, and y'all will be in our top five countries spotlight. Shout out to Germany hanging in there. We see you.
Yeah.
Salute. Oh, man, I had a cool week. You know what? When I come on and I be so hyped on Sundays, I normally be doing, like, I do my altar work and my spirit is primed up and ready.
Okay.
You know, Sundays I do my cleansing of my house and tend to my altars, and I'm ready. And so normally I do my altar work earlier in the day, like early afternoon. And so today I have my friend, she's in town from Florida. She's been here for a few days. So when we got up this morning, we initially just took a little trip to go to the Botanica so she can get some stuff because they don't have any Botanicas, any real Botanicas where she lives at. So we went to
now, when you say Botanica, expand on that. What's a Botanica?
Okay, so the Botanica is a place for your spiritual, to get your spiritual needs. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's not, you know, predicated to one spiritual following. You know, you have multicultural Botanicas that cater to, you know, different walks that do different things. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Christianity, you know, Buddhism and things like that. You know, when you're using sage and candles and
bullhorns,
yeah, it's just a whole big place of everything that you need to take you on your journey and your supply.
Gotcha.
So I post videos often of me going to the Botanica because I do go to the Botanica often. Even though if you are following me, like on any of my Facebook pages, you would see, like, I post videos of, like, how my spiritual area looks, right? I don't put my altars up, but my spiritual areas, you will be able to see, like, I'm very well stocked. So it can be something, like, you can never have too much. It can be herbs that you need to do a particular situation with or something like that. You got to stay up on your candles and your Florida water. So I took her to the Botanica. Then she wanted to go to the Slutty Vegan. And if you hear Atlanta
Slutty
and you're
vegan,
you know about the Slutty Vegan. And so it's
the
one
Slutty
on
Vegan.
The side
put me
of town.
On. What's that?
So it's all vegan, but it's supposed to be like this top-notch vegan place. Atlanta is very big on different vegan restaurants. A lot of them are in the city. So a lot of times you got to go into the city to get a good vegan restaurant going. And that's why I love the side of town that I live on, because it's nothing to go into the city. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 20 minutes,
yeah,
I'm slapped in the middle of downtown. So
nice.
I love the side of town that I live on. But here's the thing. The Botanica is in the city, you know, and Slutty Vegan is on the south side. It's not in the city, but it's on the outskirts. It's still Metro Atlanta, but it's on the outskirts. And Slutty Vegan is out like 15 minutes from my house. So we went to the Botanica, spent about a good hour in the Botanica, and I'm telling her, I'm like, she's like, I need to get this and I need to get that, and I'm laughing because I know when I was new going into the Botanica, like I used to go and grab stuff, and then I get up there and be like, sheesh. Like, when you go to the Botanica, you're going to probably, like, you know, if you walk in the Botanica, you're going to spend like $100, you know, $75 to $100. And so she was just grabbing stuff, and I'm like, well, hell, okay, well, then you need this and whatever. And she rung up her thing, and it was like $400. She was like,
sheesh.
Damn, $400? I was like, I said, yeah, well, the good thing is, the good thing is she got everything that she needed, right? So,
and then some.
Yeah, well, no, it was just what she needed. But, you know, when you're starting the journey, you want to make sure you have certain stuff or whatever. So she already started the journey, but she's trying to get stuff in her hands more. So we left there, came all the way to the Slutty Vegan, which it said it was open. But we get here, Slutty Vegan is closed. So now we're by my house, and I'm like, okay, I got to go get another nose ring because I think I told you, like, last week, I swapped my nose ring out for a hoop because I wanted a hoop, and I was pulling the other one out, and the hoop was not doing right by my nose. Like, it was making it hurt.
Uncomfortable.
So I had to go back and get a L-shape thing for my nose. And then we went way back in the city. Like, the tattoo shop that I did my piercing at is, like, 3 minutes from my house. We went way back into the city to go to this vegan spot, but I'm glad we did. She really enjoyed the food. And so after that, I needed
cool,
to take a
man.
Nap because there was a lot of driving, right?
Yeah,
so
showed her a good time.
I I took like a 2-hour nap or something, and I didn't really start working on my altars till after 5. And that's a late start for me, because when you're doing your altar and cleansing work, that's at minimum an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? And I was showing her a few things while I was going along. So that's like an hour and a half. And then basically I just stopped and started mellowing out my brain at about 8:15. So when I'm talking, I'm wired up. It's because I still feel the energy. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
you had
my heart is like, yes.
You had a good day.
You know,
yeah.
It's, the power is there. So I'm hyped, and I'm
through,
like, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's always your good energy,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you bringing that good energy when you're cleansing your space, you're cleansing your house, and I do the whole house and so on and so forth. So,
yeah, well, this
is
going to go
great
with our topic tonight, too. So what you just said, all that
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, but here is the craziest thing, Mo. When you said that topic, and I was like, oh, you gave me an idea. We were just talking about that on our ride today. This half of the topic, that's why I was like, let's just do both. We were just talking about
sense.
It because I was like, I cannot date anybody that is not on, like, the same spiritual path that I'm on. Like, people, like, when people don't believe, when people, like, convictions, right? If you have a conviction, you know what I'm saying? That means that that's your belief. That's what you hold on to. Like, Christianity, this is their conviction. And nothing outside of that is right but that. So you
but
really have
that.
To understand
say that. This is some good stuff. We're going to get into it. Don't just
tease
them.
Yeah, like,
you know
it's a lot to understand
it.
About
say
that. But
it,
I was like, we was just having this conversation, and I was like, a lot of the times people don't understand, like, on my new page. My new page is, like, super popping, okay? I think I got 500 slots left on my new page. And that was, this ain't even been a month since I started this new page. And it's popping. I love the energy on it. I love everybody that, you know, interact. But for me to really get them to align with me, it's like, listen, we are not on the same page. So you got women that, you know, post pictures and then act funny and be like, ah, you thirsty. I'm not like that. I tell you straight up, I'm going to post these pictures. I don't need you to be in my inbox. I post these pictures for y'all to like, drop a comment, and keep going. You know what I'm saying? This is a treat for you, and y'all ruining the treat, making me not want to post pictures because y'all don't know how to stay out of my inbox. And more than likely, you not even half of the person that you need to be to even deal with somebody like me, but you – hi. I don't need you to say hi. Say hi on my page so I can say hi back. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely get into that because that right there, political views and, you know,
it's
religious views
right
play a major factor in long-term
situations.
Especially
in this day and age.
Yes, it does. And even back then, because at the same time, look, Malcolm X, his wife, Martin Luther King, his wife, look at that. They went on no different type of wavelength. They was on the same page. You know what I'm saying?
True.
That's just something
that's
that we didn't pay attention to that's at the forefront.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good point.
How was your week, though? How was your week?
So, yeah, so my week was good, man. My week, I'm titled this week Law of Attraction, you know, and I just been, you know, boosting my energy, vibrations, and frequencies, you know what I'm saying? I just been kind of like, things have just been aligning, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, grand hustle, of course, as always, grand hustle on everything that I'm doing. But, you know, I updated my decor in my living room. I kind of went with this, like, rustic. Yeah, I went with just like rustic, kind of like futon. I wanted to get away from my sofa kind of a little bit and just kind of do something a little different. So I put it together.
And y'all need space, too, so because y'all
So I had to kind of, you know, switch it around. But, yeah, so I put it together. It came out hot. Like, it really just added the nice
you
got to
send me pictures
because,
you know, I'm still working. Please send me pictures.
So,
I want to see what you did.
Yeah, so it's a nice rustic kind of look to it. And then, you know what, like I've been just doing my license renewal, so I've been kind of grinding with that. Now, that's just boring, but at the same time, it's stuff I need to hear again, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of get me back in tune with that, with the real estate, because, you know, I really want to take it to the next level with that. So grinding with that. And then I got put onto this book that I just started reading. So I got like 3 books in rotation right now. I told you I'm reading The Art of the Deal, Trump's book. I'm reading Candace Owens' Blackout. And then I got this other book called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. So I just kind of cracked that open and kind of been, you know, zoned out to that. Yeah, so, and I noticed I've just been attracting certain things. Like I said, I've been trying to just, you know, just try to just, you know, keep good energy, man, and the energy is flowing. So that's cool. And then also, too, I'm going to get into this on the world-famous Chopper. We in a small world, you know what I'm saying? Because, I'll be watching, like, you know, certain shows, sports shows and stuff like that. And it's interesting now how, like, you can tweet something and then, you know, you never know who might be checking for it. And then, you know, you can open up a dialogue. So I'm going to get into that in the world-famous Chopper. So all in all, my week is good. It's just
what's
a,
the subtitle,
you know, like,
to that thing, that 13 things mentally strong people don't do? I went online immediately. I said, oh, that sounds good. It's a couple of them, but they have different.
Read some of them? Okay. Yeah, I'll run it down real quick. So
no, the subtitle. Like, I see 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Take back your power. Embrace. Own your power. Channel your women don't do. Let me see. I'm going to do the one that women don't do. Let me do the one that says women don't do because. Yeah, it says own your power, channel your confidence, and find your authentic voice for a life of meaning and joy.
Oh well, you there you go. You I mean,
Amy
you're, that's Moran, really
yeah.
Yeah. So I just started kind of like, you know, just diving into it, but it seems kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? I read the little introduction, and it's one part because the person that put me onto the book, we kind of like was exchanging books. So she put me on to it. So I'm like, all right, yeah, let me read this. Let me check this out, right? And then the introduction is kind of funny because I guess it's not funny, but it's just I was kind of reading into it. And I can't wait to read a little bit more. But anyway, long story short, the author, Amy Morin, she's talking about how, like, I guess what got her on a path to writing this book, because she wasn't always a writer. Like, through her circumstances, she became a writer, then, you know, hence the book. But anyway, so I guess she was experiencing certain things. So, like, one day she had went to a basketball game to support, I don't know, a family member or somebody that she knew to play basketball. And she happened to be in this auditorium, and she was there with her mother, right? And they was having a good time. Everything happened. And then after she left the auditorium that same night, her mother ended up passing away. I think she had like a brain aneurysm or something like that. Real sad. I was just like, damn, right? So then she was like 3 years later today, you know, she would been coping with it and like kind of, you know, getting past it. So then she met her husband or whatever and stuff like that. And it was like 3 years later, she went to, it was about to be the 3 year anniversary. And it just so happened, that there was another like basketball game at this auditorium, right? So she goes, you know, so they was like, you know, she felt kind of funny going back to the auditorium where her mother passed. So then she goes to this auditorium again and they went, watched the game. And I guess, she was trying to cope and get past her mother passing and her going back to this place. But then after she left this game, she went home or whatever. Her and her husband had a good time. Then her husband has a heart attack. And I was like, what? not to laugh, but I was just like, hold on. So that's the only part I read so far, this introduction, right? So then I went back to the person that gave me the book. I'm like, look, it seemed like I don't know what she's about to get into as far as the 13 things that mentally strong people don't do, but one thing she needs not to do is go back to that auditorium.
Go back to
the auditorium.
Right.
auditorium.
I just put it
right
in my cart. I went back and got the one that you said that got the red cover on it. I did. I just put it in my cart. I want to grab that.
So I was just like,
you know,
I
I'm big on
picked up on that. I'm like, hold on. It's something with that auditorium. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into it, but I just had to tell the person to put me on it.
I can tell you right now, and I could tell you, repeating cycles is going to be one of the things, because she's going to think about repeating the cycle. She's going to be afraid of the auditorium, and then it's going to get into repeating cycles. I'm telling you. So here's the crazy part about that, right? So tonight, I'm nowhere near done working, right? And so I'm glad that I took that nap because that, you know, rejuvenated me. But after the show, I have to do my YouTube content, right? You know, I have the YouTube channel. And one of the topics that it's talking about is basically, one of my topics tonight is dealing with lower vibrations. You know, being healthy is not just about what we eat and drink. It's also about what we think and say. So that's really crazy that, you know, you brought that topic up, because that's a topic that I'm making a video that is going to go out this week.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We'd be on the same page. So that's why I love our show. You know what I'm saying? Because just through the things you deal with through the week, and same thing here. We come here on Sundays and, you know, we real talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk all day. So, yeah, definitely.
Right. Amazing. Smooth. What it do, Smooth?
Yeah.
How is it? Did you guys get hit by the hurricane that just came through?
Oh, man, fuck no.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. How did y'all not get touched? And here in Atlanta, we got the effects of the hurricane.
Oh, so y'all got some rain. Man,
listen, when I tell you it rained so hard, so long yesterday, we had tornado run warnings. They were sending messages through the phone, tornado run warning in your area, take cover now for 15 minutes. Like, it was crazy.
You know, back roads in Atlanta, you know, where it'd be like real woody kind of areas and it'd be raining. Like, I think I was in Atlanta one time and it was really coming down. Like, damn, this rain is different. You know what I'm saying? This is a different type of rain in that south. You know,
nah, man, we just got a little bit of wind. That was it. That was it.
Mm. Wow.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Yeah. How was the week?
Well, I'm glad that
good?
You guys
good
are
week?
Okay. My people that are further in Louisiana, they actually got affected. They have been without power for 2 days, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. And I'm like, how in the hell did we feel all of this rain here in Atlanta, and certain parts of Louisiana just got wind? They didn't even feel it. That's like crazy. It's crazy. But I'm glad that you guys are okay. Keep in mind, guys, let me see. I think on Twitter, because there's certain things that I put on Instagram. So on Twitter page, you can see the link for my wish list. I thank everyone who has been purchasing items for my wish list. I have been getting gifts all week. I really appreciate it. I'm definitely going to do some photo shoots and the stuff that I got. I have gotten, like, maybe 4 or 5 shipments with multiple items in it, shoes, clothes, all types of things. So thank you very much. If you are on my Twitter page, Miss Lovely Black 1, MizzLuvliBlack, the number 1, you can find my wish list there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for contributing to the process, to the effect. So I really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, let's get into this topic, okay? So can you date someone that has different religious or political beliefs? And this was, like, so crazy as we were talking about earlier. Like, you know, we just had this conversation, and I say it, and then you turn around and you deal with somebody, and then you're like, okay, well, this is just for right now. And, you know, sometimes things don't go the way that we plan it to go, and sometimes things are absolutely end up different. We end up liking somebody that we supposed to be, you know, just having a good time with, you know, because, you know, we are attracted to, you know, things that make us smile, things that, you know, put, you know, aids our happiness, because happiness is within. And, you know, it's a saying, don't miss your blessing falling in love with a lesson. Don't fall in love with a lesson dealing with and miss your blessing, basically. And so for me, where I am right now in this stage in my life, I understand that I can't just deal with anybody. You know, I can't just deal with somebody that's not on the same page and path that I am on, because, like, they won't understand. Some people deal because they're like, oh, okay, you know, that's what you're doing, and it's okay. But it's really not like that they're dealing with it. They're dealing with it because they rock with you. But who's to say, you know, what they saying when you leave? You know, who's to say when they're not around you? Now, one of the things for women, like when men are on a certain level, women tend to gravitate to whatever that man is doing. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really have a mind of their own. They just like dealing with him. So if whatever his political view is, then that's what her political view is. Whatever his religious view is, that's what her religious view is. And sometimes, you know, you have people that will hold on to their religious view, but, you know, they tag along with everything else. So how is it that a spiritual person and a Christian person can be together when you're operating on two different wavelengths? That's almost impossible. Because you guys, when you're spiritual, like, depending on how deep you are, depending on what level you're on, depending on what it is that you're doing, you know, at this stage, it's completely different than it's completely different than anything else. Hey. No.
Yeah.
It's completely different than, yeah, he in here. He trying to watch TV. He think he finna watch TV. Anyways. No. Hey.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't lose your train of thought, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing spiritual work, depending on, okay, for me, I know how I operate, right? I'm a lover of the moon, you know. The moon, you know, my mother, you know, she is, her vibration is the moon. So when the full moon comes around, I'm sitting outside, I'm soaking up the essence of the moon, I'm burning candles, I'm sitting water ice. I'm doing a lot of things
that
a person would not understand, you know, like, what the hell is she doing?
Was your mother a Cancer? You said, you know, she was the moon.
Well,
like, you know.
One, my mother is a Cancer, but also my spiritual mother, who I follow, Yemaye, however you may speak of her name, my spiritual mother is Yemaye. You know what I'm saying? And the moon is her symbol. So, you know, I embody the essence of the moon. You feel me? I'm doing certain things. And if you sit down and you a Christian, you like, what you doing? And you gonna watch me, but you're not gonna respect what I'm doing. And your thoughts and your words are magic. You feel me? So if you thinking the wrong thing, you know, I don't need to be fighting against you mentally in a mental war with you. I burn candles, I burn sage, I burn resin. You know, I'm cleansing my house. I do rituals and things like that. That's what I do. I hear people saying, it was super sick, and I've seen a lot of people saying, did she do magic to get rich? Did she do magic to get rich? And that's like the dumbest thing ever, and that lets me know that people don't really understand, you know what I'm saying, how this process really works. The power is within you. Whatever your destiny is going to be, that's what it's going to be. If you are set to be rich, if you are set to have certain things in your life, you are going to have those things. You use you know, your spiritual working to be a better you, to be able to ascend, to be able to hear the messages, to be a better person to the people around you and other people. You know what I'm saying? To assist you in getting your work done so that you can have those roads open when you're pushing forward. But you yourself are doing the work. So a lot of people don't understand anything in reference to spirituality because they are so stricken by the convictions of Christianity that they feel like, oh, well, if you do magic, then, you know, you evil. Well, okay, I deal with my ancestors. But when you Christians say, my grandmama watching over me and I'm praying to my grandmama, what is you doing? The same exact thing. you tell my grandma watching over me. That's your ancestor. That's the same thing we do. We just communicate with them. We just share space with them. We understand that their spirit is still here with us. You understand their spirit is here, but you don't know how to embody their spirit. And your ancestors don't do work for you. They lead you. They guide you. You do the work. It's within you. Like, the God is within you. You're doing the work. You're the person that's making these things happen. It's a lot of things that have to be understood between spirituality in the religious aspect of it. So to say that I can sit and I can even have the patience to deal with somebody that gets up on Sundays and go to church. On Sundays, I'm going to go to the botanical. And, you know, on Sundays, I'm burning sage. I'm cleansing my space. I'm protecting my space. I'm, you know, my children are sitting down in the meditation phase with their feet crossed and their middle finger and their thumb touching each other as they get sage down. These are the things that go on Sundays in my house. You know what I'm saying? And you're going out and going into a church, you're going to look very, you're going to look at what we do as odd. You know what I'm saying? As protecting our space, and you feel like, you know, it's crazy. So, no, I cannot. I can't date somebody that's not on the same wavelength as I am as far as spiritually. Because even if we're not living in the same household, you will be in my house and I will be in your house. So you're still bringing that energy around me. And a lot of times people don't understand that whatever energy that this person embodies when they come around you, they bringing that same shit around you. They had a bad day. And even if you're not spiritual, you don't even understand what you're doing. But I don't want to talk to her. Every time I talk to her, she got some stuff going on. You feeling that energy that they have and you want it away from you. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see him, he got some bad luck. I need to be away from him. Whatever you want to call it, they vibe, they aura, whatever words you're using, it's the same thing. You know by default to ward off these different vibrations. It's the same as, you know, soul ties when you have sex. And I have videos on my YouTube channel talking about all of these different things that you have, that you pay attention to, that you need to pay attention to, that we don't. So just having sex is great. You know what I'm saying? So if you out here and you're single and you're just having sex, it's awesome, right? But put yourself in around the people that are like-minded, so you're not bringing empty energy, empty spirits around you. You're not employing empty spirits in your space, in your mental, that, you know, if you have a weak moment, they can take over and embody you. So that's very big. On the political aspect for me, some people tend to really go overboard when it comes to the political aspects. Why this and why that? For me, I really don't care. Because more than likely, you're not going to know who I stand with politically. I can talk, I can give great talking points on each person. I can give the lower vibrational talking points on each person. I'm not the type of person to sit down and be like, yeah, I'm going for such and such. You know, like, I just feel like it's unnecessary. You do what you do, I do what I do. I feel like people go with the candidate that best suits their needs, that's for them. I feel like people that don't really have any type of ambition as far as outside of work, like if you get up and you go to work every day and so on and so forth, you may very well go for a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? Because they always talking about what they're going to give. But I feel like people that are out making money doing what they do, they may speak one thing, but if you really making money, if you really doing what you're doing, you're going to go towards a Republican. But you're going to be independent, so you can go either way. For me, I don't care who you represent as far as a political aspect, because that's not going to sway me either way, whoever you like. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say I like somebody politically just because the person that I'm dealing with like them politically. You know, you can't say, like the race we got now, you can't say that Biden is a pedophile without saying Trump is a pedophile, because they're both pedophiles. Actually, pedophilia is something very big amongst, you know what I'm saying, that type of community. They have court cases on them. So the only thing is, I don't think Biden has court cases, but Trump definitely has court cases for underage girls. So you know what I'm saying? You gotta have a valid talking point, and you can see when a person doesn't have a valid talking point and they just going off what somebody else saying. You know what I'm saying? You just can pay attention. So for me politically, I really don't care, because you gonna do what you do. because my money is my money, your money is your money, and it is what it is. I remember I was set to get married last year, and we was talking and we were sitting down, and we were going over like different things, right? And so, you know, it was all hype, but the thing came in prenup, right? And so the conversation was still going well, and so we was breaking down this whole prenup and going over this paperwork with somebody, and I said, well, here's the thing, you know, here's my thing. Anything that I've had before you is mine, and it will go to my children and my family. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who I get married to, if I ever get married, you got to agree to those rules. Anything I had before you goes to my children and my family. Anything that I get while I'm with you will go to my children and my family. Now, wait, let me clean it up. I know you're coming for me. Let me clean it up.
Okay.
The materialistic things, like just say if we have multiple houses, the main house, of course, will go to my husband, right? But I also will have something for my children and my family. So I'm not, I'm not going to marry somebody that feels like when I go that they get to take every single thing that you did not work for. I'm doing this for my children and my family. You're coming in along with it, so you'll get something. But you won't get half. You won't get anything close to it because it's already destined. It's already written right now, and I'm not doing any changes to that. It's basically set that all I have to do is add a name. So if I get married, then boom, you know, here you go. But you're not getting anywhere near what you think. Like, my business is in order when it comes to that. And that they didn't vocally say anything, but their facial expression completely changed. And for me, that was a sign. You know what I'm saying? Because what I have is what I have. What you have is what you have. And when I explain to them, you do the same thing with your paperwork. I'm going to sign off on yours. Anything that you have before me, you know, can go to your kids and your family. You know what I'm saying? Anything that we have together, let's come up with a number, like 15%. You know, you get 15%, and the rest go to my kids and my family. Because a man wasn't driving me to do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So if I marry you, you are just, you just coming in and you're there and, you know, love and all that, but that don't entitle you to anything because you weren't with me shooting at the gym. So I'm not one of those slow chicks that be like, oh, I'm in love, and I'm not, business is first. This has to be handled. So, like I said, like, when it comes to that standpoint, if you sitting here and you voting wrong, listening to everybody else, see, it's so many people that got so many opinions, and the reason that the media sprues so many opinions because they're trying to sway yours. You have to find out what makes sense for you and vote for it. You vote for this person, you stupid. Oh, if you vote for this person, you crazy. Listen, nobody got to know how you vote, and that's just the main thing about it. So it's nobody's business who you vote for. Let these people talk and run their mouth. You do what works best for you, and that's just that on that. So that's my thing. Political, I don't care. If I'm spiritual and you're religious, we ain't going to work at all. You know, this man was like, hey, beautiful. You know, he had all the right things to say. And he was like, yeah, man, I give all my glory to Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I was like, oh. And I blocked him. And it's not nothing against his person. Like, he's a great person. But we are not going to, we ain't going to make it. we ain't going to be able to do nothing. Because you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe. And I don't say that you're wrong. I'm not going against what your convictions is and what your path is. But it's not the same as mine. So I can't do it.
All right. Well, you definitely laid it out there. I mean, I got some things to come, you know, to come back with it. I mean, as far as my views, you know what I'm saying? But before I get into that, you know, I'll serve it up to Smooth. So, Smooth, what you think? Once again,
No, fuck all that. Don't tell us your long ass story.
All right.
You get on my nerves.
So once again, a question for the, you know, listeners out there is, can you be with someone who has a different religious or political view? All right, so I guess I'll do like Black did. I'll do religious first, and then I'll do political. So first off, with religious view. So just to paint a picture, like I was born Baptist Christian. I guess, you know, by that time when I came around, my family was practicing Christianity. And then, you know, as I, you know, got older in high school and stuff like that, I studied Islam. And then, you know, I started kind of, you know, just learning about different things. And then finally, when I kind of like moved to New York, too, I really started getting more spiritual, and that's where I am now. So to I guess the level of understanding that I have now, like I could still probably date somebody that has Christian beliefs, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at Christianity differently, you know what I'm saying? Like I could still go to church and kind of get the jewels and stuff out of it. I'm not going to agree with everything, but I always catch different jewels in different sermons, you know, like every so often, like I might listen to Joel Osteen or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And I don't agree with everything, but I can get the gist of like how, because, you know, to me, Christianity, they use a lot of parables, you know what I'm saying? So if you just kind of put it in your life and make it work, you know, that's some inspiration that you can get. Also, too, as far as Christianity, like my take is different, you know what I'm saying? As far as people, you know, worshiping Jesus Christ and looking at him as the Son of God and worshiping, you know, all praises due to Jesus and all that stuff, I don't really look at it that way. I look at, instead of worshiping Jesus, how I look at it like, how can I be Jesus-like? You know what I'm saying? How can I become that person, like that extended master, I guess, or whatever the case may be? And the Son of God is not Jesus for me. The Son of God is actually the Son, and the universe is God for me. So, you know, I'll always look at it like that, and I think, you know, because of my knowledge of it, you know, if I do, you know, date a Christian woman, if I break it down the way I see it, I don't really think how she can really disagree with me, even though she might do her thing and see her views. Because that's, I mean, I guess in a sense, that's how my wife is. My wife still has Christian beliefs and stuff like that. So she's religious in that point. You know, she's not ultra religious. You know, it's not like she's going to church every Sunday. But when she goes back to Cleveland, of course, she's going to go to church with her mother, and her mother's still very religious. And my grandmother, my living grandmother, and my grandmother that passed a couple years ago, they are all, you know, Christian women. So I guess I got a respect for Christian women. So, I mean, that I can do. Now, as far as Muslim, that's a little something different, you know what I'm saying? And I can just tell you this from experience, because, like, when I was in high school, I did date a Muslim female, you know what I'm saying? And at the time when I was younger, it was just different, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you was Muslim, I'm talking about Sunni Muslim, too. Like, not no, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Sunni Muslim, which is like the Arabic Muslim, you know, that's what they practice. Sunni, and you got Shiites. Shiites is a little bit more spiritual than the Sunni. Sunni is, like, really straight, hard line as far as, like, if they really, I guess, are really on their deen, so to speak, is what they say. So that, I felt like I just couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying, after a while, like, because she was very, very religious, and she's still, you know, Muslim to this day, and she's still a big practicing Muslim, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it, you know, I guess, you know, that's what got her on her path, and she's been with that path for a long time, and she hasn't deviated from it. So, you know, if that's the path she wants to walk, then so be it, but I couldn't see myself being with her, because it's just too different. I'm above that, but I just have a different, broader scope. And if you know anything about Islam is a roadmap to how you could live your life. So I always say this too, not to become too preachy or anything like that, but just from my experience, you know, it's for a person that's kind of, I don't want to say weak-minded, but somebody just needs some direction in their life. You know, that's why I always said, you know, people who go to jail and stuff like that, maybe they've been out of jail, or maybe they, you know, been dealing with drug issues and stuff like that, they'll find, you know, Islam, and it'll kind of give them some organization, and they give them some structure. And through that, they're able to get healed from, you know, some of their demons, so to speak. So for that is good. But if you, you know, are a person that you're already kind of mentally strong, you can kind of stand on your own too, and nobody, you know, you can stand on your square, then, you know, I'm definitely more spiritual. Now, switching up, now I never dated a Jewish person, but I do have somebody in my family who's married to a Jewish lady, and I see how, like, through her beliefs that she kind of basically converted, you know, my uncle into like a black Jew, you know what I'm saying, so to speak. So he took on all the characteristics of her religion without not even really knowing it. You know, I guess the family kind of look at it and we can notice it, but I guess, you know, him living his life, he doesn't notice it. You know, he just think this is just how he is. You know what I'm saying? So, and to me, Judaism, because it came from Egypt, you know what I'm saying? They just don't put their stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? That's why Jews are more sheltered than your average Christian or your average Muslim. You know, Christians is very open, you know, so to speak. And so is Muslims. You know what I'm saying? Muslims, like, if you want to take your Shahada and, you know, and get on your deen and practice Islam, is not discriminatory. You know what I'm saying? Now, black, white, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you're Muslim, you're Muslim. That's how they look at it. But Jews are different because Jews, they know a lot of the secrets, the secrets of Egypt. They kept it, and they just don't want to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a really religious Jewish female, I don't know if that could work either. You know what I'm saying? So I guess to answer your question, you know, because I am more spiritual now, not really. You know what I'm saying? Christianity, yes, because I think I can just adapt to Christianity a little bit more. But as far as these really strict Jewish person or really strict Muslim person, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on that. Now, as far as the political view, that's funny because now, you know, the political stance that I am now, you know, at this point, I mean, I looked at myself as like an independent, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm leaning more towards like the Republican aspect because, you know, as I matured and got older and started looking at things a little differently business-wise and, you know, becoming an entrepreneur and, you know, just educating myself to become a boss or owner, you know what I'm saying, rather than a worker, I definitely changed over to like a more of a Republican stance, you know what I'm saying? And especially now because up until Trump, you know, I really didn't gravitate to no Republicans. I knew the conservative issues, but no political person really grabbed me to kind of really want me to, I guess, study it more and understand it more until like Trump, because, you know, Trump, I always admired him as a business person. And then when he just became president and I knew he was serious with it, that was just a win-win for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, I always liked your business point of view. And now you got the political and now you not political. I even like that even more because I got sick of people just being political and saying certain things and doing another. So, you know, so now I guess to not ramble or whatever, I feel like I'm in the minority, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like a unicorn, you know what I'm saying? Like a black guy that's the kind of you know, doesn't mind Trump, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? So that's rare to the point now I don't even, you know, I speak my views here, but a lot of times if I'm out and about, I don't even want to start no political arguments or nothing like that. I just kind of stay to myself unless somebody asks me. Now, if you ask me something, I'm going to tell you how I feel, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to just put my beliefs on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ask me, though, I'm going to let you know, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm going to cut it short because I don't want it to get too crazy unless we're in the right realm to talk about it, like our show, you know what I'm saying? So as far as that, I mean, I'm so secure when it comes to that now that, yeah, I could. Most people that I would date now, it seems like they wouldn't have my stance, you know what I'm saying? But once again, kind of like what the spirituality, I feel like that I'm so kind of like confident in what I'm on, you know what I'm saying, that I think if I give you my views a certain way, I think you got to respect it even if you don't agree, you know what I'm saying? So that's my take. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Boy, you two are cute. This is going to be short and sweet. I was raised to swim in water without being wet. You see what I'm saying? So
what that means?
I come in all bitches, religiously, politically, equally. Okay? I don't give a fuck if you're a Muslim, Jewish, Christian, spiritual. You can call on the moon, the dogs, the rivers, as yet, I don't give two flying shits about your political view. You, that ain't got nothing to do with me fucking you. I'm like, look, they're going to tell a big long-ass story about religion and politics. No, they ain't got nothing to do with this. No. Look, bitch.
You're just thinking about penis.
Yeah, man.
Kids went to sleep. Look. Y'all know what time it is. The kids went to sleep. Fuck all that.
Okay.
I don't care if you go to church on Saturday or Sunday. It don't mean shit to me. Okay? When we fucking, we fucking. Now, when you got to go pray to whoever the fuck you want to pray to get your mind right, go ahead and get better, bitch.
But you know what it is, though?
When it comes down to sucking his dick, hey, look.
But look.
Keep that shit over there.
Go ahead. I mean, I see what
you're
saying.
Yo, it's mother shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, but I think
you know
what
I'm saying? I can sleep
I don't want to speak for
I have no problem holding a conversation. No. I let you talk for 20 minutes. My turn.
Go ahead, man.
God damn it. I don't have a problem sitting down. I don't have a problem with you lighting your little candles or praying to whoever the fuck you got to pray to. But this, what's this shit? What's the title again? Can I fuck
B-E-B.
You?
Can I
be in a relationship with you?
Yes.
Can you be, that's what it's a relationship.
We're not talking about fucking, man, because of course, who gives a shit?
Hey, look,
say fucking, you fucking, you
a relationship. Relations. When you look up the definition of relations, goddammit, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. It's all the same to me. Fucking is fucking.
So that's why I wanted to make this point.
No, I go by the definition. I'm fucking all of them. I fuck equally. It's 2020. It is 2020. Oh, I believe in equal opportunity. So it don't matter what you is. You can be a liberal. You can be a conservative. You can be a Buddhist. I don't care, bitch. Go on. I don't need no. I don't give a fuck. We fucking.
I can't
say. That's all that matters. Now, if we ain't fucking, then we ain't in no relationship. Okay? That's it.
You
can pray to whoever the fuck you got to pray to. But as long as I'm getting my hand and we fucking, we good. We getting this money together, we good. But it got to be all the three things. We got to be fucking, you got to be sucking this dick, and we got to be getting this money together. You can't be slipping on one of them. Cause first of all, I'm going to cheat on you anyway. Fuck it. I'm going to cheat on you.
So look. So this is a perfect thing. So, all right. So look, I guess part of this too, when because we came up with this topic literally a half an hour, 45 minutes before the show, right?
Y'all ain't think about what the fuck I was going to
look. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, look, I respect that answer, right? But,
it's
like,
the
one of the parts. Okay, I get it. But one of the things that I said even before we came up with this topic was, what's flirting? What does flirting look like in 2020 or something like that? That was going to be one of the other topics that I was going to say.
Flirting.
We didn't do this one, right? Flirting. You're like, flirt. So, what I'm trying to say is.
What's your definition of flirting, first of all? Let's get that straight.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Because here's the point where I brought it up. Because like I said, you at the part where y'all already got to that part. But I'm just saying
right.
With this right here, this topic is for a person like, you know, of course, a lot of times this don't even come up in the surface like that. I'm talking about, but for that fine female or whatever, or somebody that might be flirting with you, giving you some rhythm, but they like a religion. You know, their religion is first, you know what I'm saying? Or their political views is first, or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, before it can even get to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she might be flirting with you, or you might be attracted to her, smooth, and y'all got a flirtatious thing, but you got to get past this whole religion aspect first before you can even get the draws. That's what I'm trying to say.
I have no problem swimming in water without getting wet. That's how I was raised. You see what I'm saying? Like, you talk about being mentally tough and what 13 things mentally tough people don't do, one of them things is not letting the motherfucker deter you from your path, from your mission. That's one thing.
To fuck.
So, bitch, it don't really matter if you are whatever the fuck you is. You could be a liberal or a Democrat. You could be whatever religion you want. I want the pussy. I want the fuck. I want the head. That's it. I don't care what the fuck you do when we ain't fucking. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Liberals and conservatives can make money together all day. They can argue, but they can make money together at the same time, and they can fuck. Christians and Muslims, they fucking. Yeah, they be beefing, but you still be fucking. I don't care. You see what I'm saying? Yo, if I find out, let's say, because I really don't give a fuck, but let's say a motherfucker's a stone cold liberal, right? And I find out you're a stone cold liberal, and you be like, oh, this blah, blah, this blah, blah, that. I don't give a fuck. If I find out you're a stone cold conservative, it's the same damn thing. Your outlook on it and mine is two totally different things. You looking too hard into it, like, oh man, if she a Christian, I really can't fuck with her. I really can't catch another chip. My dick still get hard, my nigga. I ain't got a problem with that.
No, I didn't say that.
My dick still get hard. You see what I'm saying? Black said like the nigga said, you know, blah blah, man, you know, God willing I woke up today, blah, and she blocked the nigga. I ain't gotta block the bitch. Her pussy don't stink. Her pussy still got wet. The mouth got wet. I'm cool. We making money together too. I'm cool. What you do to make you feel better on Saturday, because you know Saturday is really the Sabbath, not fucking Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday, or if you got to do whatever the fuck you got to do 7 days out the week, you do whatever the fuck you got to do to get your mind right so we can get this money and we can fuck.
So you're just saying, like, if she putting up that front and, like, she really making it just too tough for you to fuck, you're just going to leave her alone, basically, and keep moving. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, if I ain't fucking weak.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, fuck it. You might have tried, but, like, she was like, nah, you know, I'm religious and I only have sex with, you know, so we got to get married first, so we got to be dating a certain amount of time or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I ain't got a problem putting in the work because I'm already fucking somebody else anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But when is the point when it just becomes too much? Like, you know what I'm saying?
like Black heard what the fuck I just said. Don't see y'all tripping. I ain't got no problem with that shit. Like, I'm still gonna get me. Like, bitch, if I gotta put in a few works, a few weeks, a few months, or some shit just to get the pussy, I'm gonna get the pussy. I'm still gonna be catching my nuts somewhere else anyway. I'm just honest about it. You be like, oh, them hoes be like, well, go fuck on girl. I did, bitch. I'm talking about you right now.
Got you. All right, well, look, man, that's why it's real talk, man. I get where you're coming from. All right, I respect that, man. You know, I get it. So you like, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It really don't. Yeah, you'll just say fuck it. If it becomes too much, you'll just say fuck it and just cut it off. Or you'll put in the work because you're banging some other bitches anyway. That's what you
said. I just won't catch
nothing.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we making money,
okay, so
then I don't
okay,
take food.
Right, so here's the thing. So you catch the nut, right? You catch the nut, right? You get it. I'm saying you catch the nut, and then all of a sudden she take it back. You caught the nut, and then she just take it back. And like, nah, she like, you know what? What we did that one time, it was good, but blah, blah, blah. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm really don't feel right about this. You know what I'm saying? So unless you cut off your other bitches or whatever, we ain't going, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when you would just say, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you like her, though. You like her. But she like, nah, I can't. I found out that you having sex with all these other bitches and all this, and it goes against my, my parents raised me a certain way and all this other shit. I think it's a lot of times people look it anyway,
straight.
But I'm just saying.
My bitches know my situation before we fuck. See, that's the thing. You'll be you'll be surprised how many bitches they'll get mad at first, but then they always come back anyway. It don't matter. You see what I'm saying? I'm letting you know up front, bitch, your pussy ain't worth shit, but that's what I want. Okay? It ain't worth a damn, but that's what I want, which means you really don't mean shit in the bigger picture. Now we getting money. Because my bitches
okay.
did me right this week when it came down to getting this loot.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So there's another scenario. Hey, this bitch is bad, and she getting money. She getting money, but she religious. She getting money. Y'all getting money together. So then you just,
right.
But she ain't giving you the pussy. You getting money with her, but
we
she
getting
ain't
money?
Give you the pussy.
Hold
on,
but we getting money?
You getting money. So then you just say, like, then you just,
you just
keep the relationship.
Hey, nigga, that's business right there. That's business.
Okay.
Win-win.
Okay. I don't fuck
people we got to work with. There's a difference.
Okay.
I don't fuck people I work with.
But she flirted with you a little bit, but she like, nah, we get this money, but I'm professional, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Muslim, you know what I'm saying? You gotta marry me before I give you the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be, you know what I'm saying? You gotta convert over, you know what I'm saying? Before I give you the pussy. Or,
y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all put the wrong nigga on. That's why I let y'all talk for it. Like, ha ha, I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing out loud. No, man, we get money.
Okay. Yeah,
cause
all
like,
right.
Boy, look,
that's what we
I'm just starting to actually be able to maneuver around Trump. You see what I'm saying? Like, nothing this nigga do no more for like the last 3 weeks is surprising me. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that someone's gonna come up with the stimulus package. So I already had put my ducks in a row when it came down to buying my stocks. When they was talking about bailing out the airlines, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna hop on that shit, I'm gonna buy it up, and I'm gonna sell it the same fucking day. Because like the next day, that nigga said, man, fuck that stimulus talk, and all them bitches crashed. Meanwhile, I'm sitting pretty.
Sold the shit.
Okay. I'm sitting pretty, but I sold my shit the day before though.
Yeah, I was about to say you sold it before it crashed.
Oh yeah. Okay. But I already knew that shit was gonna happen, so I had my bros. They do the same thing too. So we sitting. My bitches were doing good this week. So if any of my bitches ever decided to convert over to another religion, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Get this money. I don't care. Fuck that. Now,
well, I guess
don't get me wrong.
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Don't get me wrong. I have no problem reading up on anything. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm naturally curious. So depending on whatever the fuck you're looking into, yeah, I'm a natural going to read up on it just to see what the fuck you're doing, just to make sure that shit ain't going to hinder me in the end. So if you like black or some shit, eventually I'm going to have to read up on that. If you're on some Muslim shit, I'm going to have to read up on that. If you're on some fucking Quiet Chain Kane shit, I'm going to have to read up on that too.
Okay. That's what I was going to say that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to pull out of you a little bit. But I'm glad you said that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going in there just blinded because like you just said, you can go in there blind thinking everything is one way, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I ain't signed up for this. I ain't know this came with all this.
It really don't matter because I ain't going to change who I am, but I'm still going to read.
I'm not saying change. Yeah, but
like,
you can still be blinded if you don't know nothing about that person's religion or what they get into, or what they represent.
This is how this works, right? Every time I come across something I don't know, right, I got to read up on it. That's how it works. So if you introduce something new into my life and I don't know what it is, I'm going to have to investigate. I'm going to have to read up on it because I don't know. That's just a natural thing. You see what I'm saying? Because that's just who the fuck I am. So I don't know shit about Judaism other than the shit that I've researched as a child. But if I got to go deeper into it and you a black Jew, then all right, baby, I'll read up into it. I'll find out what the fuck you're doing. If you on some black shit, then I guess I'm going to have to read up on the sages and everything else and the moons and all that other good shit, too. It don't fucking matter.
No doubt. So you adapt. You adapt to the person.
No, I don't adapt. There is no adapting. I do not adapt.
You're reading. That's somewhat of adapting. Somewhat, because you're reading.
No, I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm
learn,
not adapting.
Learn,
I'm learning.
Adapting is kind of the same thing, in a way.
No, adapting means you're changing.
No, you just adapting to that person a little bit. So you can kind of understand.
So adapt is something you have to change, right?
No, not necessarily.
Go
you can
roll.
Read up on something to adapt to them so you can just understand where they're coming from. That's what I'm just trying to say. You, I mean, learning and adapting, it can be.
No, understanding and adapting is two totally different things. I mean, the definition is two totally different things. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I'm just understanding you. I'm learning who you are so I can maneuver around you and shit like that, but I'm not adapting.
Gotcha. All right, well, look, we'll put a pin in it with that. You know what I'm saying? So, Black, you got
to... That's good. That's good. That's some good conversation, you know?
There's some interesting dialogue. Well, look, with that being the case, another awesome topic, you know what I'm saying? Black collaborated on this at the last minute, but it turned out pretty good. So now, without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. You know what I'm saying? So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, whatever I thought was kind of interesting during the week, bring it back, we chop it up, give our different opinions on it, and discuss. So before I get into the different topics that I have, Black, did you come across anything this week that you was like, you know what, I'm going to talk about that?
Not this week, no.
Okay.
Fuck that stimulus package.
The stimulus package.
Yeah,
well,
hey.
Look,
hey. Hey, how about we talk about that fly that landed on Pence's head?
Okay, so look, all right, so first and foremost, all right, like I'm going to get into that. Let's get into the first part of the chop-up I'm going to get into is the vice presidential debate. All right, so, yeah, it was interesting, man. I said it was going to be interesting. I think
it was
going to be. It was, you know, I mean, it had its points, but
that shit
so
was
first
boring
off, just,
the okay, fucking
well,
that shit was so boring that when the fly landed on his head, I noticed it. Like, did a fly just land on this nigga's head?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
that
I noticed
was the
that
highlight
shit too.
Of the debate.
Yeah, I mean, it held true to form of what I said the week before. You know what I'm saying? I told the listeners that I, in my opinion, I thought that Pence was going to be like the calm to Trump's storm. You know what I'm saying? So Trump, you know, like I said, a lot of people, they don't like Trump's delivery, but, you know, being that Pence is more political, you know, he can come with the same points to Trump, maybe be trying to articulate the same, but say it in a more calmer, you know, easier to swallow fashion. You know what I'm saying? So I think Pence, you know, did his thing as far as that. You know, he just wanted to be, he was just going to be a soldier, you know what I'm saying? And just soldier for, you know, what Trump has been putting out there and just make it just digestible, so to speak. Whereas Kamala, you know what I'm saying, people wanted to see what she was all about a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because once again, if Biden wins and if something happens to Biden while he's in office, this is your president. So you need to see what Kamala's all about. So first off, even though
I'm let me make something really clear because this is all I had.
Go ahead.
I know he's going to jump into this.
Go ahead.
When the Democrats came with this whole freaking agenda when they had on the African when they had on the African clothes and they bent down black, like that was the biggest slap in the face for African American culture ever. So now they're using Harris. They showing her jumping off the plane with Tims and shit on. You know what I'm saying?
They weren't even the right Tims either. It wasn't even a construction.
Okay, first of all, you
out
here in Cali. Ain't she out in Cali?
I don't know.
People don't see the agenda that they pushing on this bitch. She jumping off the plane with Tims on and talking about, oh, she got that neck rolling. All of that shit is plotted, is studied, so she can relate. But the points that they making, Auntie Camilla, whatever the fuck her name is, she had the neck roll. You see the side eye. They're doing that to play against the ignorant black folks that think that this is cool. But they plan against you to get into the status that they want to be in, like that whole Black Lives Matter, and they all kneeling and garbage. That's my take on the Democrats right now. Garbage.
Yeah.
Then they got the wrong people in the wrong fucking role because, like, for one, the fact that the entire debate, Kamala was out there kissing this dude ass. You see what I'm saying? She was playing the role of a fucking cheerleader for Biden. You see what I'm saying? Like, some people ain't built for that. You see what I'm saying? So if it don't come off as authentic, then it's just like, damn, bro. Like, Kamala it didn't come off authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't believe what the fuck she was saying when it came down to Biden.
Yeah.
So, motherfucker, I'm just watching today, like, right, I was just like, you don't even believe that shit yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like, if anything, Kamala should have been, even though, regardless of what a motherfucker said, right, every politician is designed to lie. It is what it is. I got to say whatever the fuck I got to say to get you to vote for me. It is what it is. You see what I'm saying? But Kamala was supposed to be on the opposite debate. And Biden should have been the one on the vice presidential debate.
Right? Yeah, but
you see what I'm saying? So, but
way.
It didn't work out that way because, like, hey, regardless of the fact, she's still light skinned, she's still black. It don't fucking matter.
She married to a white guy,
right?
True, but,
that boy looked so uncomfortable on stage. Like she held his hand like she was the man. I was like, come on, nigga.
I don't even know what he looked like. I still haven't seen his picture, so I don't even know. But I just know it's a white dude. You know what I'm saying?
For the man, I mean, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want that. Yeah, I mean, like, I wasn't moved. And then, you know, and all right, so here's the funniest part about this debate thing, too, man. And I got to shout this out because this is the world famous shot. I'm going to get back to the debate, but I'm going to show you how this all comes full circle. So, first off, I wanted to give a shout out to, a person I've been following. I've been like a fan. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw a young dude, man, doing his thing for ESPN back in the day. And this dude's name is Michael Smith, right? I think he's from New Orleans, too. So shout out to Michael Smith. He used to have his show back in the day with Jemele Hill, you know? And I was a big fan of Jemele Hill, you know what I'm saying? Because she was a black woman. She knew her sports. There used to be this show called The Sports Reporters and everything, and I used to love the way she used to just, you know, her stances on certain things, but just knowing sports, you know what I'm saying? And from a female, I was legit like, damn, I learned some stuff from her, you know what I'm saying? But then, of course, like, you know, the last year of, Obama's presidency, you know, I guess they got invited to the White House, so they really got close, I guess, with Obama, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So once Trump, I guess, upset the apple cart, you know what I'm saying, when people thought, okay, well, we got Obama, and now it's going to go to Hillary. And, you know, so once Trump upset the apple cart and kind of, came with his Trumpism, you know what I'm saying, and bringing that to the political forefront, Jemele Hill, to me, just kind of just went totally political to the point where she don't even talk about sports no more. She just went totally political off the rails, and to the point I can't even really listen to her no more. And due to that, you know what I'm saying, because then that's when the whole Kaepernick thing had blew up and all that other stuff. So I guess they kind of went down with the ship. So anyway, their show got canceled on ESPN. I don't know if it got canceled, but it just didn't work out. So they left, right? So long story short, I always felt for Michael Smith. So I'm like, damn, man, like, this dude was passionate about his craft. You know what I'm saying? I could just see that. And whereas Jemele, I think she was in like a crossroads where she was ready to do something else. So anyway, long story short, shout out to Michael Smith. He's on a new show. It's called Brother from Another, right? So it's kind of the same setup as His and Hers used to be, but now it's got other journalist, this guy named Michael Holly, and it's on a Peacock network. And I wasn't even hip to the Peacock through Twitter. I found out about it. I downloaded it on my Roku. And Peacock is kind of like a network that NBC is launching, but I think it's just younger. It's just a little bit more millennial kind of driven. And it's kind of like, you know, new, their sports, kind of like what FX is to Fox. So long story short, I'm watching his new show, and, you know what I'm saying, it came on like the first day of the debate. So they going at it with the sports, and then they going with the politics and all that other stuff. But I noticed that they was not objective at all. You know what I'm saying? To me, they were just cheerleading for Kamala's going to do it. Well, no. I watched the show right after the Trump debate. So they were just going in on Trump. Oh, Trump is a disgrace, and I can't believe that. He's like the worst president ever, blah, 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 blah. And Kamala's going to do her thing and all this and all that stuff, right? So long story short, I ended up tweeting, dude. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, you know, I like your show. The show is dope, man. Like, you know, more power to you, man. I'm glad to see you back on TV. My only pet peeve with your show is it's not objective enough. I was like, I would love to see, like, Candace Owens come on your show to give it, like, a different take. You know what I'm saying? Just so it's not everybody on the same page so you can see a different view. So, you know, he hit back. It was like, oh, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? That's an interesting take on it. So long story short, everybody was like all in on this whole Kamala Pence kind of debate. You know what I'm saying? So I guess just to bring it full circle, it's just interesting how, like, right now the country's just in a, you know what I'm saying, it's in a sense of we don't know what's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? As far as what's going to happen on November 3rd. But I just thought that was just kind of interesting because, like, just the whole – that's why I said this whole it's going to be like a photo finish, because just the way the media has just been, like, shifting it for to you know, Biden and Kamala, and now with Trump, he caught the, coronavirus, and then, you know, everybody's been talking about him. The other part that's kind of interesting now is, like, you know, the how Trump is coming off, you know what I'm saying? Like, where is Trump because he caught the coronavirus, is he going to be more, what's the relatable to the people who caught the coronavirus and you know, take it more seriously? Or is he going to be defiant with it, which is, it seems like that's what he is, because he's like, yo, I'm 70-something years old. I caught the coronavirus, and look, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? This is all fake news shit. So I just think that's interesting. And then the fact now that I was looking forward to this whole debate that we have next week, but they canceled the debate. So, you know, it's just in flux, man. But, you know, all in all, the debate, I just thought Pence, you know, kind of held it down. And I thought Kamala, like you said, Smooth, she was just cheerleading. And to me, she was like more of a puppet. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just see, man. This is going to be interesting. I don't even know what to – I'm just waiting for November 3rd now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my voting early. So on the 25th, which is 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be going to the Brooklyn Museum and casting my vote. And we'll just see what happens. So right now, you know what I'm saying, we got the corona spikes in certain areas in New York, and they talk about shutting down certain parts of New York, and it just seems so political right now because of the election. So I just can't wait till we can just get past the election and they can get some type of normalcy because, you know, I was looking forward to this debate to kind of bring it to a conclusion, and now we can't even do the debate because I don't know if they just, you know, the Biden people saying that you know, he's scared he might catch it, or I don't know. I mean, being that you watch the news, did you get any indication of why they're not going to have a debate this week?
Oh, they said it directly. Due to the fact that Trump tested positive for the coronavirus, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They wanted to do a virtual debate.
And then Trump said no.
Yeah, Trump like, no, nigga, I'm healthy. We can do it in person. But you can't say him, regardless of the fact, what the motherfucker say, hell no, dog, you tripping, you got them cooties. I ain't fucking with you like that. And that's real. Like, no, nigga, what the fuck you mean? You healthy. Bitch, if you was healthy, why the fuck you was in the hospital? Well, I you know what I'm saying? Like, no, bitch, you tripping. So,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like,
yeah,
bitch, when you tested positive, and this one thing, like, nigga, you tripping. You tested positive, but you knew you tested positive. But you still went on to different rallies. You see what I'm saying? So that right there, nigga, I got to see you. Nigga, we got to talk. But I ain't talking about verbally. I'm going to fuck you up. Because you intentionally put me in danger. So, like, yeah, nigga, like, yeah, when I see you, I'm going to fuck you up. So when it come down to Biden, like, nah, nigga, we can do this shit virtually. I feel you.
I was just kind of, I felt cheated a little bit, though, man, because, you know, I told you, this is what I'm all into, man. I'm all into debates, man. This is where I really, like, I really analyze it. For me not to get that third debate, but, you know, it is what it is. This is 2020. Everything is upside down. You know what I'm saying? So now I even got the debate to hold on to. Now it's just going to be interesting to just see these last couple weeks what Trump camp does, what Biden's camp does, and what people do at the end of the day at these polls and, you know what I'm saying? The electoral.
Right now,
you
have the finish line. You see what I'm saying? Whoever the fuck you're going to vote for, you already know who you're going to vote for by now.
Yeah, true. So, you know, it's just going to be kind of interesting because I can already see both sides. And I'm not even going to – I'm gonna be objective. You know what I'm saying? I can't accuse somebody else of not being objective and not, you know, and not be objective myself. So I see it this way. I think Trump is going to win, but if Trump loses, he's going to be like, fuck this, you know what I'm saying? I want to go to the highest level of court and all this other stuff because I think it was conspiracy, this whole mail-in vote shit was some bullshit. You know, I've been trying to get me out of office all this time, so I know that's going to be crazy. And then at the same time, if Trump wins, then these whole Democrats is going to be like, oh, he cheated and all this other stuff. And, you know, you already see what they did these last 3 years. So just imagine 3 more years of that. So it's just chaotic right now. You know what I'm saying? So
the mail-in votes is going to be the biggest issue.
Exactly.
That, like, you know what I'm saying? The mail-in votes is going to be the biggest issue. The fact that you're still going to be having, because, like, the post office sucks right now. I don't even know what the motherfuckers say. Like, no, the post office.
Yeah, I don't agree. It shouldn't be something.
And the post office has been sucking for, like, the last few years. You see what I'm
saying?
But
people are going to say what you just said, too. But at the same time, even though the post office sucks, and I think people should go to the polls, people going to say what you just said about Biden, especially the Democrats. They're going to be like, nah, I don't want to catch corona going to these voting places and it's crowded and everybody voting.
No.
Send it from home.
Hey, but that's real shit, but that's different, though. Because like, the way it was originally supposed to be set up, everybody that tested positive for the COVID was supposed to get the option to, you know what I'm saying?
To do the mail-in.
Right, to do the mail-in. But, like, now that you're going to say everybody, like, no, dog, because, like, not only you got to mail the shit in, but then you got to wait for the shit to come in, and then you got to wait for the count the shit, the election is going to be over, and they still going to be counting votes. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like, no.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm putting my business. I still haven't got my stimulus check. I still haven't got that. You know what I'm saying? I still haven't got my stimulus. So if I haven't got my stimulus, imagine how the votes is gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. I just hope, you know what I'm saying. So like I said, I don't want to do no fear mongering or nothing like that. But everybody just, you know, like, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, it's gonna be nasty.
This is going to be crazy these last, like, month. You know what I'm saying? What is it? October 11th. So, you know, a month from now, November 11th, you know, hopefully we'll know if Trump is still the president or, you know, if it's going to be a change in the guard. So, to be continued.
Yeah,
you know, like what happened?
You just talking about, man, motherfuckers are going to be voting that Tuesday the 3rd, man.
No. I said November 3rd. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's going to be – I don't think we're going to know. Like, you know, I think 4 years ago, you know what I'm saying, we got lucky. You know what I'm saying? I think Trump won it with enough amount of votes, you know, electoral college votes,
Trump,
we knew that same night.
Trump won the electoral college by midnight. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say.
By midnight, he had already won the fucking election. That was it. Like this.
Exactly. But I'm thinking like, and hopefully I'm wrong. I want it to go just like that again. I want Trump just to win, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully we you know, at by then 12 midnight, we know just like it was 4 years ago. However, for some reason, I got in my mind, just because of the way it seemed like it's just shaping up, that it's going to be like Gore and freaking Bush, where it's going to come down to maybe one state. That's a swing state as far as, like, if whoever gets this state
Florida
will win the election. You know what I'm saying? Like how I came down to Florida in 2000. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, Black, man, what the fuck going on in Florida, man?
Huh? What happened?
Black, what the fuck going on in Florida, bro? y'all Floridians, so y'all niggas being
exactly
shit.
Exactly. So I don't know what they plotting on, because it's a lot at stake on this election, man. It's a lot going on. So anyway, that's enough of political talk, man. That just made me just exhausted just talking all this shit. But I hope my guy stands tall and wins. But it's got me a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I can't even lie the way this thing is shaping up. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. And then so lastly, we got about 7 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to get in a couple of reviews. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to say, man, you know, due to COVID, you know me, I would always be talking about my different guilty pleasures as far as watching reality TV show. You know, I ain't going to lie. Me and my wife, we like our Love and Hip Hop, and we like the Black Ink Crew, and what's the other one? Real Housewives of Atlanta. But because of COVID, you know what I'm saying, all that's put on pause for now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a reality show. But with that being the case, it's like TV has become great again. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm watching all types of shows, man. I told you what I talked, you know, I gave my review on Snowfall. I'm all caught up on that. I'm about to watch the season finale, and season 4 should be coming pretty soon. I told you all about, what's that, Fargo with Chris Rock. That's pretty good right now. Power is good. That's on its hiatus now because it just had its, like, mid-season finale or whatever. So it's going to be on pause until December. And then, you know, so I just went up. I had to redo my cable bill, and you know how, you know, your promotion changes, and then it's about to go up. So I had to go call up the retention department, get my cable bill. Well, I don't even really have cable, but get my internet bill / you know, Showtime and Stars renewed or whatever the case may be. So long story short, in doing that, I got my Showtime back, right? So I've been hearing about this show called The Chi. So I'm going to give you my review on that because I got a chance
that's
to watch a couple episodes.
Shit.
Huh? What happened?
That's your oldest. Oh, you said The Chi.
The The Shy. Yeah,
oh, like,
I wasn't hip.
Oh, I'm
you,
kidding.
So you,
that's like about 4 years.
Yeah. So you watch it?
Fuck no.
No, you don't watch it. Okay. Well, The Shy, you know, I'm into like I think it's like 3 seasons so far. So you know, I just started, so I'm on season one. But thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. You know, it talks about Chicago, and it's like a coming of age kind of story with like kids in the neighborhood in Chicago, or whatever. But I will say this, man. It's gotta be. I'm on like episode 4 right now. It's gotta be the most naive street, you know, stories that I've seen. Like some of the stuff these people are doing on the show, I'm like, what the fuck? Where's your street smarts? Like, it's just some of the oddest things. That, like, what? How you don't know no better not to do something like this? But with that being the case, I guess that's why it's pretty good, because then, you know, one little decision that you thought was, you know, you wasn't doing nothing can end up altering your life for good. So thumbs up to that. You know what I'm saying? So The Shy, you know what I'm saying? I'm so far, like I said, I'm all in. It's pretty good. Then it's another show. Now, this one's on Starz. Now, Starz has been known for Power. Power has been the flagship show on Starz, right? But it's this new show that I've been hearing people talk about. I'm like, hey, let me check this out. This one is called Pussy Valley. I don't know if y'all hit to this. Pussy Valley.
Pussy Valley.
But,
yeah, that shit over.
You hit to it?
Hey, but you about like 3-4 months too late, nigga. It's over.
Okay, so you already on that. You already watched it.
I done watched all them episodes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, well, so, like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of gay shit up in there, though.
Oh, exactly. Because I was about to.
There's a lot of gay shit up in there.
But it's pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Yeah.
Like, at least you're gonna be gay. Like, I put it like this: if you're gonna be gay, just be gay, man. Don't be like all like undercover with the shit. Even though like, there's one dude that you.
I don't really care about that. I'm talking about the bitches, but yeah, that's some gay shit on Joe.
Yeah, it is. It is. But what I'm just trying to say is this: like, cause I, you know, we talk stuff on this show or whatever, but I'm really, you know, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Just don't bring that shit to me. But you know, I gotta say the character, man. The dude is funny, man. He's gay, but the dude is funny, man. It's what's his name? Uncle Clifford. That dude. That dude is hilarious.
What rule 45.3? Ain't no crime in the tank.
Yeah. So for the people out there, if you ain't seen it, it takes place in like Mississippi. It's some really dirty South.
Once you finish P Valley, right? I can't remember if it was Showtime or All Stars. I want to say Showtime. Probably Stars.
Okay.
Watch The Boss.
The
Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
The Boss with Kelsey Grammer. All right. I'm going to have to check that out. Like I said, there's a lot of good shows on. So
now, that shit right there is going to change a lot.
The Boss. Okay. With Kelsey Grammer.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna check that out. That's a smooth shout out for The Boss. All
right.
But yeah, so P Valley, definitely, you know, gives my thumbs up, man. So we, you know, I'm on like episode 3 or some shit like that. So I think like 8 episodes. But shout out to them too, because I saw on Twitter they just got renewed, because this was supposed to be like some pilot season. They didn't even know if they were gonna keep it. But like I said, the show done blew up, man. It was like, you know, so Starz got another hit, man. So shout out to that. So like I said, right now, TV's been good, man. It's like some really well written, and it's a lot of good black shows. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's showing black, you know, black culture in America from all different angles. You know what I'm saying? So you got Pussy Valley, that's in the South. We got Snowfall, that's on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? And we got The Shy, you know what I'm saying? That's Midwest Chicago. We got Power, New York. So, you know, we were represented all across the map. So shout out to that. And then lastly, two quick album reviews I'm going to get into. We got 2 minutes left. I'm trying to make it real quick. Shout out to 21 Savage. I got a chance to listen to Savage Mitchell Mode 2. So, yeah, exactly. So first I kind of like skimmed through it. I was like, I don't know. But then I had to take a re-listen. That shit kind of aight. And shout out to that. Shout out to Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, yeah. He made the album for me. You know what I'm saying? Morgan Freeman, he, like, you know, if you're not here, Savage Mode 2, he basically narrates the whole album. So that's just an interesting dynamic. So, yeah, don't sleep on 21 Savage, man. Like, Metro Boomin, you know, he produced the whole joint. I rock with that, man. I definitely give it, like, 4 mics. Like I said, once again, the Source was still popping. I go by that Source system. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on that, so. You know, if I was giving a review for the Source magazine on that 21 Savage, I'd definitely give it a solid 4 mics. So definitely shout that. I definitely want to shout that out. Then the last album I'll shout out another album I like first listened to. I was like, what the fuck is this? But now it's growing on me. And I'm going to shout out Jay Electronica. He's from your way, New Orleans.
60 seconds. Close it out, Mo.
All right, so that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'll come back to that next week. We'll run out of time. But definitely look out for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Once Black puts it out there, I'm going to retweet it, you know, sometime during the week. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. If you want to put a name, a voice with the picture, check me out on Instagram, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. Go ahead, Black.
Shout out to OnlyFans. I don't know. Motherfucker, Black got quiet like a motherfucker. Like, all right.
I know.
All
right, so I guess that's it. Also, too, yeah, so I know Black is working on the guests. I got some guests I'm working on, too, man. I just been a little busy on my other hustles. But definitely got to get some more interesting people back on the line. But, yo, this political thing got is going to at least take us for a few shows, you know what I'm saying, as it heats up. But definitely got some more of guests. You know, going to be coming down the pipe pretty soon, so stay tuned to that. So as always, shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check in. Shout out to me for the chop up. Same time next week. Everybody be safe. Peace.